You're now ready to knit your first row. Place your right hand on the handle of the carriage. It is not necessary to hold it too tightly. The left hand should be holding the yarn that is hanging beneath the carriage. With both hands thus placed, push your carriage across the needles in position B. From left to right, until you hear a click sound that indicates the end of the knitting row. This first row is your open edge cast on. You must now lower the cast on comb so that it does not interfere with the normal movement of the carriage. This is accomplished by turning the clips at either end of the cast on comb towards you as far as they will go to release the hole on the prong of the needle bed, and then free it to slide down until the hooks of the comb hang from the cast-on stitches beneath the prongs, which are at the edge of the needle bed. You must now take the tail end of the yarn, which is at the left end, and fasten it by slipping it under the clip at the left end of your cast-on comb 8G. Your carriage is now at the right-hand side of the knitting machine with one row knit or cast on and the cast-on comb lowered just beneath the needle bed. To knit your second row and all following rows, always remember that you hold the carriage lightly with one hand, usually your right one, and you slide it from right to left, making certain you hear a click at the end of each row to signal you that the row has been completed. When you hear the click, stop immediately and do not make any extra motions beyond that sound. We're now instructing you to knit 10 rows, bearing in mind that each sliding motion across the needles from right to left or from left to right completes a whole row of knitting. You'll be thrilled and amazed to see 1 inch of knitting completed beneath the needles. The left side of the knitting is facing you, and in the case of the basic and popular stocking net which you are now knitting, this means that the purl side is facing you. To enjoy what you've mastered thus far, knit 10 additional rows, which will take you no more than a few seconds. Please remember that if anything goes wrong, it can always be corrected. If your yarn is not feeding freely from the receptacle through the yarn antenna, then it's possible that your carriage will lock or jam on the knitting. Poor feeding of yarn can also cause an unnatural tightness of stitches. Never force the carriage. If your carriage jams, it can be released. This is done by loosening the white thumb screws on the carriage 7A. And removing the sinker plate 7E. By lifting upward and outward. Holding the release sinker plate of the carriage in your left hand, you should then lift the carriage and slide it freely to the nearest end beyond the knitting. Reinsert the sinker plate by placing it under the thumb screws and tightening. When you're correcting a jammed carriage and you have removed it from the knitting, as I just instructed you, you will then have to correct any tightened stitches.